Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio and the Social Media Health Not Hype Show with the fabulous Janice Clark. And I'm so excited because we're actually here live. You know, for those of you who've been tuning in, you know, we've been pre-recording stuff with Janice because, you know, of Little Miss Dorothy, and now she is in school. And Janice and I were just talking about the fact that she sent her little one off to kindergarten and I sent my little one off to the West Coast. And it's just, oh my gosh, I'm telling you. I know. I would take kindergarten any day too, but, you know, been there, done that, going to have to wait for grandchildren. And today we're going to be kind of looking back on what Janice has done for these last 5 years, building a business from scratch and raising a family from scratch and what has gone on and the productivity tips and techniques and tools that she has found, you know, and working on a limited budget and with even more limited time. So let's get right into this podcast. Hey, Janice.
Hey, Dory. I'm so excited to be here live again.
You and me both. You and me both. I am loving that you're actually here. And, you know, although Miss Dorothy's not going to be popping in for a little cameo, you know, let her know that she was missed.
My ears are still perked up listening for her creeping towards my office.
Funny, isn't it?
I'm
working with somebody right now, and I had sent them a message, you know, like 7:45 this morning. I had sent them an outline of what we were going to be doing today and this and that, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, their office opens at 10. And they're like, wow. And I was like, hey, 20 years of waking kids up for school, even though I haven't done it in 6 years, I'm still up at 6 in the morning. It's, you know, your body clock just changes. And, you know, I'd rather work nice and early and be done, you know, by 3 or 4 in the afternoon and have the rest of the day to me. You know?
Absolutely.
So
I like working the overnight hour.
I know. Take us down memory lane, Janice.
All right. Well, you know, Dorothy wasn't very old when I started doing this show. And you know, I've had the business for quite a few years. It really started taking off when she was small. And really started taking off when she was small. And so I had a little one at home. I didn't have any help. I don't have child care. I don't have, you know, I don't have any sets of grandparents around to take her. I didn't have a babysitter. I had Dorothy with me all the time. I truly integrated her into the business. And my clients all know her by name, and you guys, she made lots of cameos here on the show from the time she was very small. Some of them were cute, sweet cameos where she said something, and others she decided to throw a tantrum out in the hallway, and I had to stop the show and go. I remember a few of those very stressful days. I'll laugh about it now, but it was quite stressful at the time. But the point in all this is as the business continued to grow and I continued getting to be a mom, and it went well and we made money, and I get a lot of questions about how did you do it? You know, how are you doing it? Because it's not over. I mean, I still have a family. I still have a little one. It's just that now she's in kindergarten, and I know there are a lot of moms out there who are trying to have a family and do their business, and there's so much stress involved. You know, any time you're on the computer, you feel like a terrible mother. You feel like you're neglecting your child. Even if you've spent the past 23 hours making direct eye contact with them, if you ask for 20 minutes to check emails, you feel like a terrible mother, and they take advantage of that, and they'll make you feel like a terrible mother. And I talked to women. I was talking with a lady yesterday who was sharing that exact story with me, how she had played with the kids all morning, and they had done board games, and they had, you know, done all kinds of things, and she just needed 20 minutes to get something done, and they couldn't leave her alone for, you know, a minute for that time. They kept coming back with questions, and then she got upset with them, and then she got upset with herself, and then the question comes back around, how have you been doing this for so long? So today, what I thought I would do was share with you exactly how I've been doing this for so long, and I believe I've done it very well. As I look back, I'm very pleased with what I've done. Some days were better than others. We all have bad days, don't get me wrong, but I'm going to share with you how I've gotten to this point, looking back, feeling like I ran a good business, and I was a good mom. I don't regret. I don't look back thinking, oh, wow, I wish I'd done something different with Dorothy. I wish I hadn't worked so much. I wish I hadn't, I feel like I was able to maintain a good balance. So I want to share with you some tips. I'm going to be sharing with you some mentalities and also some tools, some specific tools that I have used over the years. Some of these are actually fairly new. Tools change all the time in this industry. Some of them I wish I had had 5 years ago. but some good tools for you as well to help you in running your business and having a family and feeling like you're doing a really good job at it all at all of it. The first piece of advice I would give you, and I'll start this off, I have several pieces of advice that I want to share with you. In social media especially, don't get caught up in all the hype that's out there. The show is called Social Media Help, Not Hype. Don't get caught up in the hype. You don't have to be online 24/7. You don't have to share every aspect of your personal life. You don't have to tell every detail of everything you're doing on a daily basis or put your children out online. Or there's, you know, don't get caught up in it. You don't have to blog every day. You know, you don't have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. Don't worry about what everyone else is doing. My advice to you is to play your own game. Consistently throughout this time, I do social media strategies, we do VA services, and I have helped numerous social media people launch books, launch big programs. I have been party to them helping in the background as they flew across the country and started speaking, and people have asked me, how does that make you feel? I mean, you're sitting here at home, you're doing all the legwork. You're helping these people be successful, and you're not getting a bit of the credit for it. You should be the expert. It should be your face out there. And my answer has always been this. That's not what I'm here for right now. For today, I don't want to fly across the country. I don't want to be away from my little girl for any amount of time. It took us too long to get her for me to want to do those things. I can't feasibly. I don't have the time to run all those programs and have all those live webinars. And so for now, this is where I'm supposed to be. And that's what you need to be asking yourself as well. You know, why am I really doing this? And that brings me to my next piece of advice for you, which is, don't lose focus. You've got to remember why you started this business in the first place. You know, what was it you were trying to accomplish originally? Keep that in mind and don't get lost in the maze of all the other things that you could be doing or just have to do online these days. There's a lot you could be doing, but you need to focus on what you originally wanted to do and what you can realistically do. Don't let anybody else push you into trying to be something or do things that you just can't do right now, because you have limitations as a working mom, even if you do have help. And I hope you do have help, because it's tough when you don't, and I haven't. I've had Dottie with me 24/7, and I'm very blessed to have been able to do that, but it's been tough. But you really have to focus on why you're there. Keep your life goals in front of you. You know, mine was to spend time with my little girl and to be a great mom. That's what I really wanted to do. That was my real high-value life goal every day. And whenever I was torn between what I should be doing or what I could be doing, I always came back to my high-value life goal, my big one, which was to be a really good mom. And you know, I asked myself every single day for the past 5 years, and I will continue asking myself this question, will what I've chosen to do today support my high-value goal? This is the big goal. I can't lose. I can't. I can't, you know, get to the end of 18 or 20 years and say, oh, well, I didn't do that right. Let me try this again, because there's no do-overs with a child. You have to have a win. You know, we just, if I want her to have a good start in this life, then I need to be a good mom, and I want to be a good mom. That's my high-value goal. So each of my tasks every day, I would ask myself, is this in support of that goal? And sometimes that meant I worked because, you know, realistically, it didn't hurt her to play with her dolls at my feet for 20 minutes while I got something done. Really, it didn't. She was fine. and sometimes that meant I didn't. Sometimes that meant I just knew in that moment, right now, she needs me, And maybe she wasn't feeling well, or maybe she just mentally needed mommy that day, and I put everything aside, and I said, let's go. Let's get out of here. And that was a case-by-case basis. And there were times that in the middle of the day I would stop and say, oh, I'm not doing this, or I'm not doing a very good job of this today. I'm not being a good mom today. And I would stop, and I would push stuff to the back of my desk, and I would take off, and we would go, and we would do something. And again, there were days when I said, all right, Dorothy, you need to sit still for 10 minutes, or you need to occupy yourself for 10 minutes because I have to get something done. That was good for her just as much as taking time off and spending time with her. It was good for her to sometimes have to occupy herself. So I asked myself that question a lot. Am I doing what supports my high-value goal? And if I wasn't, then that was the time when I stopped and did an about-face and changed my ways that day. And by asking myself that question every day, sometimes multiple times per day, and there were days when I thought, oh, okay, I just didn't do a good job today. At the end of the day, we would get to bedtime, and I would say, oh, this wasn't a good day. And that just meant the next morning I had to dig my heels in and get up and make sure I was doing a better job. And overall, when I look back, I know I did the best job I could possibly have done. And she's better off for it, and so am I. Don't mistake your busy work for productivity. You know, in the online business, it is just so easy to get caught up in a to-do list mentality. Got to get this done, got to get this done, got to check this off the list. And you need to question yourself a lot. You know, does this really need to be checked off the list right now? What needs to be checked off the list? You know, any given day, you could have 100 items on that to-do list. You, again, need to decide which of those items are in support of your high-value goal or goals, because there's probably going to be more than one. And everything else, you know, there are things that are simply going to be left, and that's the unfortunate reality. You can't do it all. Don't mistake fast for good. If you want to be successful with any online business, your work needs to be quality. Your website needs to be quality. Your content needs to be quality. Everything you do, your posts, they need to be quality. If that means you have less, you know, if that means you have a smaller website because you couldn't afford the big one, if that means that you only put out one piece of content a month or every 2 months, God forbid, I've been there too, or 3 months. I've had a few bad months. I've had a few bad quarters. make sure it's quality. If you have to do less, that's fine, as long as it's quality. Don't start just churning out content or throw up a quick, fast, cheap website or just, you know, get it done quick in the name of getting it done and checking that mark off your list. Make sure whatever you're doing, it's quality. Don't forget about you. Now, this is one I have a tough time preaching to because I didn't have any help. I didn't have any child care. I didn't have any babysitters. It was me, and it was Dorothy, and between Dorothy and the business in the house, there wasn't much time left for me. But I grabbed a moment whenever I could. And these days, I'm getting her off to kindergarten, and every morning, the very first thing I do is I take myself out for a walk or a workout. You know, I did have to sacrifice some me time. Probably I have to sacrifice a lot of me time, if I'm going to be honest about it. But I grabbed what I could, as much as I could, whenever I could, even if it was just a few minutes sitting on the basement stairs while, you know, she and her daddy played upstairs. I put a movie in for her, and I could sit there and quiet for a few minutes and just pull my head together. You know, I incorporated manicures and pedicures with her. We started doing girl nights out a long time ago. She was just a tiny little baby. And that was really nice. You know, we got to do some things together. We got to hang out. I still got my nails done. take your me time whenever you can, because that's truly, truly so important. Don't run yourself so deeply into the ground that there's nothing left. It's not good for you. It's not good for the child. It's not good for your business. You have to put your mask on first. My last big piece of advice here is don't let other people make you feel bad about what you're doing. As a mom business owner, you know, we get all kinds of advice. I have gotten so much advice from people who weren't qualified to give it to me. Either they didn't have children or their children were grown, so they weren't in the moment dealing with diapers, spit up, vomit, up all night, meeting is the next morning, that type of thing. Don't let other people make you feel bad. People, you know, there's so many people who are just convinced they know better than us, and gosh, Dory, they're wrong. I got so much advice. You know, my baby was asleep. Did I make your day there, Dory?
Oh my gosh,
more
than
that was
Dory. Brilliant.
My baby does not sleep. She has never slept, and she does not sleep. She just, you know, don't know what to tell you. There's nothing wrong with her. There doesn't seem to be any reason for it. I had multiple visits with the doctor about it. you know, she was 3 before she slept more than 2 hours in an entire day. She came into this world with all of her sleep in one space, and that was it. She took naps until she was 6 months old, and then she never napped again. That was it. I enforced quiet time for as long as I could, and that could be a whole other show, what happened when we ended quiet time. It was best for us at the time. I made the best decision I could make for us. But she's just never slept, and even these days, you know, on a good night, she'll go down maybe four or five hours. It's a good night. That's a good night for me. And I've gotten so much advice from people who just knew how I was doing it wrong. They knew I wasn't doing it right, and if I just did it right, if I did it their way, and I tried lots of advice, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of advice, because I really wanted to sleep. it didn't work. At the end of the day, my doctor finally said, after lots and lots of attempts at doing this, that, and the other thing, and getting all kinds of advice and trying all kinds of things, my doctor finally said, sucks to be you. So.
Thank God. Can I take that one to the AMA?
Do what?
Can I take that one to the AMA?
You know, I couldn't because she worked with me. I mean, we tried everything, and Dorothy was growing and developing, and she was, you know, she was a happy baby, happy when she went to bed, happy when she woke up. There was no developmental issues. We couldn't pinpoint a thing other than she just didn't need sleep. She just didn't need the quantities of sleep that lots of babies do. And I know this lady, and she finally smiled. She's like, man, I don't know what to tell you. It sucks to be you. This is, all, you know, it's awful, but there's nothing more we can do. My point is so many people tried to make me feel bad because I couldn't get her to sleep, you know, because, you know. So anyway, just don't pay any attention. You know, I got preached to so many times from people who told me I shouldn't be multitasking. You're not doing a good enough, you know, you're not growing your business the way you should. You're not doing the quality of a job you should if you're multitasking. You need to stop multitasking. And I said once, and I finally stopped talking about this because, and it was after a particularly bad night, it was a very nice lady who gave me the piece of advice, okay, and I felt bad afterwards. But she says to me, your problem is you're multitasking. You need to stop multitasking. And I said, wow, spoken like a woman who doesn't have a small child while she's trying to run her business. Multitasking's not ideal. It's wonderful if you can eliminate it, but as a working mom, it is not reality. Don't let people worry you. Don't let them bother you. They'll spout off witty sayings about commitment and all kinds of things. Just don't let them bother you. You know, you just kind of have to shake them off and walk on. And the bottom line is that at the end of every day, you've got to look back and say, yep, I did my best. I did a good job. I'm proud of today. Nothing more. Just today. And then walk over the toys in the floor, kick the laundry to the side, and say, I'll get the dishes in the morning or in 2 hours when I'm back up again. And, you know, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
See, and on that note, before you segue over to your tip, to your tool, we're going to
get a drink
break.
And you tell us about our wonderful sponsor.
There you go. There you go. For those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio on the Social Media Help Not Hype Show, and Janice is sharing productivity tips and techniques and the things, the do's and don'ts. And as we are going on, I just want to share our sponsors today, Safety First Bags and our Checkpoint Friendly Laptop Bags, special price on wordofmomradio.com/offer/. You can get a discount on the bags and free shipping, so give yourself the gift of convenience. And here's a word from Peggy Caruso.
Hi, my name is Peggy Caruso. I am the founder of Life Coaching and Beyond. I am an executive and personal development coach, an 8-time entrepreneur, and an author of 4 books. My life coaching services are different in the way that I offer additional services that assist clients beyond a coaching level. My NLP and hypnosis background allows me to extend my services beyond career and personal development. I work extensively with children and I assist them with ADD, ADHD, and depression, and I help them get off of their medication. My new book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, will be released on August 4th, 2014. It is geared to assist parents by educating them on the different periods of a child's life, which helps them recognize behavioral issues. It teaches them where the problems begin and what happens in each part of those periods. I provide preventative measures to ensure the health, wealth, and welfare of their child. My mompreneur background also allows me to teach children success principles, and that's part of my book as well. I assist them on how to become a kidpreneur.
You know, I definitely encourage you to reach out to Peggy at lifecoachingandbeyond.com. And I'm excited because we're going to have a new sponsor in the business spotlight for all of our business shows, linkvehicle.com. And you'll be hearing more about them in the next couple of weeks coming up. And I'm excited that we'll be sharing them. So we are back here with Janice Clark as she is sharing all of the things of, you know, the don'ts. That you don't have to do everything and that you don't mistake your busy work for being productive and, more importantly, don't listen to other people. You know, I think that's my favorite one right now because everybody wants to tell you how you're doing it wrong. It's an amazing thing. You know, it's like when you have a certain, you know, you're going in for an operation and everybody's going to tell you their horror stories. You know, people right. talk to me about being pregnant. I'm like, hey, my mom always told me you'll never be nauseous as long as you have 2 crackers before you lift your head off the pillow. Giving birth is the most natural thing for your body to do. You know, my mother never flipped me out. And you know what? I had a really easy pregnancy. I had my labors were tough just because of my body. But nursing, all the rest of it, I was like, okay, I believe what mommy told me. I didn't listen to anybody else's horror stories. I was like, my mom said it was easy. So I'll go with my mom.
Mine too. Mine said the same thing. She did it 9 times. So.
Oh, God bless her. Oh, my God. 9 times. Wow.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, so we've gotten over the productivity, you know, tips. Now what about the tools?
I'm going to share with you some tools that made my life a lot easier because you have to have the right mentality. You know, pay attention. Please pay attention to what I've recommended. The don'ts because they're, you know, they're just so important. But at the end of the day, you got to get some work done. So there are some very good tools here. One of my favorites, you've heard me talk about it. It's my favorite and yours, Dory. Hootsuite. Hootsuite's wonderful for scheduling out posts across multiple accounts. Just absolutely love it. You can also, from one dashboard, respond to people who are talking to you right in your Twitter feed. It's just a great all-around tool. You can hook it up to your Google Analytics, get analytics out of it. Just a great all-around tool, and I highly, highly recommend it. There's another one lately I found. And now, Buffer, you hear a lot about Buffer, and I love Buffer as well. I don't think it has quite the functionality that Hootsuite does. However, when I post to Google Plus, my images and Hootsuite always come over. And in Buffer, they go over every single time. And Buffer sends me a nice little email saying, we've used all the posts in your queue. Would you like to add some more? So it kind of gives me a reminder that we've posted the last of your Google Plus posts. Would you like to add some more to it? So I'm really enjoying that one. I use it right along with Hootsuite. Every Post is a brand new app. I wish I had it a long time ago. Of course, back then I didn't have the phone with functionality to use it, so oh well. Never mind. Moving on. Every Post. It's a wonderful on-the-go app that lets you post out to multiple sites. And Dory, you know, this might be one you really want to look into. It even allows you to post photos to Instagram, and it just couldn't be easier to use. If you have a business with products that you want to do, you know, just spur of the moment, 20% off or, you know, just some quick promotional thing and you don't have time to put together graphics, Glider is another really good one that you can use right on your phone, on the go. Choose a graphic, put your promo on it, and ping it out all to your networking sites. You can do that on the go from the doctor's office, from the and a play date, wherever you happen to be. It's really, really nice. I'm loving it. Another tool
Danny
for creating
get a smartphone.
I'm sorry?
I need to get a, I
yeah,
said I need to get
right.
a smartphone.
You got
it. I'm a BlackBerry user right now. I'm going to have
yeah.
to break down and get used to that stylus. I can take advantage of all these things.
Right. Another tool I love for creating content, if you need blog posts and you just don't have time to write them, Zyrys, Z-R-Y-S, you can go in there and actually hire a writer, and it's very inexpensive. Now, what I recommend is you get the content written and then you make edits to it, make it your own. But it is extremely inexpensive, and you can find some good people to write, to help you write blog posts, and it's just not very much. And you don't pay. If they submit an article and you don't like it, then you don't pay for it. So that makes it especially nice. WordPress.org for your website. This is the paid version. If you need to host it, you can create phenomenal high-quality websites that are your own. You don't want to build your platform on somebody else. You don't want to build your business on someone else's platform. Don't just put up a Facebook page. Don't just put up a Twitter account. You want a nice website, and WordPress.org is a great piece of software you can use to build your website, have somebody build your website, self-host it, and now you have a great site, and it is all yours. This next piece of software is one, it's not social media per se, but I've used it so much that I just want to recommend it. It's MyFax. If you want to get virtual faxes, you don't want to pay for a fax machine. These days I don't receive that many. It wouldn't even be necessary for me to pay for a fax machine. It's not something that would be cost effective. And I use this tool, so when people want to fax me documents, they fax it to this number, turns it into an email, and sends it to me. Really, really nice. I love it, and I can use my scanner, or I can fax documents from my computer back to other people, so it's really great. Another piece of software for your graphics. This is a website. It's a membership site, but it's really inexpensive, just a few dollars a month, for marketinggraphicstoolkit.com. I've been using them for years for Facebook cover photos, all kinds of neat graphics that you can get for a variety of different things, online, your products, all kinds of neat stuff that you can find in there. So if you run a business and you're going to be needing graphics created like that, that can be a really good site to use. Two more sites for content. If you want infographics or video, don't have a lot of time, don't have a lot of money, PicToChart. I love PicToChart. Phenomenal. They're so easy to create.
Spell
they give you lots of
Janet.
Great templates. Mm-hmm.
Janet, spell that again. P-I-K.
PicToChart. PicToChart. It's fabulous. And a video, and one kind of like this, but for video, is Powtoon, P-O-W-T-O-O-N. And you can create some really neat animated video in there. And again, this is all very inexpensive and really easy to use. So you can have all the great content the big guys do on a tiny little budget with very little time. Now, of course, if you have very little time, you can't use all of this software. These are just some options. Maybe you can't do video right now, but you want to do infographics, or maybe you just want to focus on your blog posts. I don't advocate you do it all, but I wanted to provide you with some options. For webinars, Google Hangouts On Air can't be beat now. They are just phenomenal. One-on-one webinars, just Google Hangouts, and if you want interviews and things, you can broadcast to your YouTube channel, Google Hangouts On Air. Another thing, and this is something I've loved in Gmail, there's a feature in there under Labs called Canned Responses. So if you frequently answer the same questions or send out the same type of content, it has been very nice to be able to go in there and pull up one of my canned responses, because, you know, if you have a baby on one hip And, you know, typing with one hand is not always really easy. Using those canned responses in Gmail can save you a ton of time. And the last piece of software I'm going to recommend this morning is Maven Link. It is Google's project management software, and for small business use, it's free. And it's a great little piece of software for project management. You can you know, get team members in there, and it's just wonderful so that you can manage a team of people. So these are just some really good things for you. I hope you find some benefit here. You know, don't go crazy with the automation. Use that very sparingly. Make sure you only maintain a presence on the sites that you can actively work. You know, you don't need to be on 30 different social media sites. Pick a couple and work them. And you don't have to meet 20 people a week. You know, you don't have to have 20 conversations a week. You can just do one. Just goal yourself at what you can realistically do. Do the best you can possibly do, and at the end of the day, be happy with what you've done. And that's all I've got for you today, Dory. Back to you.
Okay, I'm writing down everything, and unfortunately, we went straight into archive without me being able to let people know that if they were listening live, that it was going to go into archive. But that's okay, because you know,
we'll pull it up into archive anyway. You know what? I don't have my clock next to me here.
I was fiercely writing. I was fiercely writing. It's my own fault because I was in the middle of, like I said, fiercely writing. But I
can email you those tools. You
know, oh, yeah. Well, no. Everybody's going to listen to the archive is here, and everybody that tunes into the archive will hear it all.
Okay,
so
great.
So it's just those of them that were streaming live that, you know, just got cut off.
Oh,
and that was my fault. I should have interrupted
and
said, sorry about that. Hey, good. They need to go back to it because they're not going to get it all at one time anyway.
There you go.
Unless
I need
they're
to get back
furiously
to the program
writing
live versus recording.
I know. I should have booked 45 minutes.
I'll do better.
That's okay. That's okay. You know what? These are I am looking forward to taking a look at the PictoChart again and Powtoon. Sounds really fun. As I'm,
Powtoon,
you know,
is fun. It's a lot of fun. You'll like it.
Yeah, foraying into other ways of sharing and promoting and everything else that we're doing. So what's coming up next time?
Oh, that's a good question. Right now, you know what? Today, I have absolutely no idea what I'm going to do the next show on. I need to sit down and plan out my next, you know, half dozen or shows, because I think I'm out of content. I'm out of planned content. So now I need to sit back down and figure out what we're going to do next time.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's that editorial calendar coming in.
That's right. I'm going to pull it up and use it.
I was just sharing that with somebody and with their work. And I'm like, with all of you that are in that office, I said, your blog, everybody can blog for you.
Yeah.
You know, and I would say, you know, it's amazing because, you know, when you're by yourself and you're by yourself, that's it, you know,
right.
And people don't realize, you know, a lot of times, especially with blogging, you know, it doesn't always have to be this really deep content.
Right.
It's okay to blog
right.
about something that's fun or something
right.
that you saw, you know.
Do it. Do it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if anything, more people will read the rest of the stuff that you wrote if you start with stuff that they just find fun. You know,
right.
Everything doesn't have to be a lesson.
Exactly.
Which, you know, is not, face it, as moms, you know, we're just wired that way at this point. But,
right.
Well, thank you for a fabulous show. Thanks again to our show sponsors. And Thursday I'm here on the Mompreneur Model with the women from the Westchester Broadway Theater. They're celebrating their 40th anniversary as New York State's longest-running equity theater outside of New York City. And they're not that far from Manhattan. It is Broadway-caliber shows and a five-star restaurant combined, and absolutely remarkable. I've been involved with them since about 1978, and I'm so excited to be sharing Von Ann Stutler, who is one of the owners, she and her husband and their partner, Pia Haas, Jenny Biazzi, Lisa Tiso, and a couple of the other women who are behind the Westchester Broadway Theater. So I'm really excited about sharing people that are close to my home and close to my heart. It's really fun. And just thanks to everybody for tuning in. Jesus, thanks. It's nice having you back live.
Nice to be here.
I know. So give Miss Dorothy a big hug and a kiss for me. Tell her I can't wait to hear all about school. And I will talk to you in a couple of weeks. We'll see you here. Let me know what your next shows are going to be. And to all of you enjoying the archive, thanks so much for tuning in. And you go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
Bye.